get the old chimney sweeper. Make sure the chimney is clear. Time to get humming. Santa is coming. I love this time of the year.
Welcome to Molly and Pete Save Christmas. I'm Pete.
I'm Molly.
And we are back after, were we gone?
We didn't do one. We were trying to squeeze one in, but it just didn't happen. We were just going to do one that wasn't even a movie, that was just like us talking. And it always happens, like, if you're like, okay, let's do it on Tuesday night, and that like never happens.
But we're back in the groove.
Well, you know what happens is that like one of us says, like, we both know, like, we need to record a podcast, and one of us says, like, oh, it's 11 o'clock, it's too late to record a podcast. We're like, just hoping that the other person doesn't say, like, oh, we need to record a podcast. Oh, gosh,
I bring the stuff down. I bring all the equipment down into the podcastatorium.
You do?
Which is our kitchen table.
And get ready, and then we... No, that's never happened.
I bring the stuff down, and
oh,
then...
Oh, it's just, like, in the bag.
Yeah.
You mean? Oh.
I mean, I don't set it up.
Don't give yourself too much credit.
But it's a little nudge. If I bring the bag down, that means we're ready to go. And there was one time where we were going to do it, and then you said, oh, it takes so much time to put all the stuff together, but it's really a
well,
one little
not,
box and two microphones.
You're not supposed to have the bag down here because it's in Keith's chair and he knocks it
he
over.
He does knock it over. We watched Christmas in Graceland.
Yep.
The follow-up to last year's Christmas in Graceland. What was it called?
Christmas in Graceland. Oh, tonight's movie.
Yeah, it had a secondary Christmas in Graceland. A New Hope or something like that.
I'll look it up.
And that one it stars Adrian Grenier.
Yeah.
Who you might know as Vinny Chase from Entourage.
How do you feel about this journey for this, like, that he's a Hallmark movie person now?
Well, he was on a road to superstardom after, you know, Aquaman and Medellin and Queens Boulevard, who's on a trajectory for superstardom.
So do you feel like this is Vinny Chase doing Hallmark movies, or do you feel like this is Adrian Grenier doing Hallmark movies?
I think this is Adrian Grenier realizing that this is his lot in life now.
Might as well.
Yeah, and he can make a
Why
go
not?
Of every year, get into Christmas in Graceland Part 5.
No, that's the thing. Now that they're doing sequels, they don't repeat the cast.
Oh, that's true.
But
yeah,
it's a
right.
cast switch around. So he could be in Gift to Remember 3 next year.
Mm-hmm. That's so. Right, because Christmas in Graceland was Kelly Pickler last year.
Yeah, and she was in Mistletoe Secret this year.
We can get to more of the Christmas in Graceland, which I just basically feel is Elvis propaganda for 2 hours. But we can get into more of that. As when we talk about it in like 10 minutes or whatever. But first, let's recap all the exciting things that we have done. And as we... Oh, no!
Oh, my God!
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
So we just had to stop recording because Dot, our foster cat, if you're interested in adopting her, just pulled our huge dead Christmas tree over.
It's not dead.
It has a lot of brown needles.
It is a beautiful Christmas
it's
tree.
It's huge. We always go to Whole Foods on Black Friday and buy a Wisconsin tree, and $10 off plus $6 off for Prime, $16 off the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And then we laugh at the people that go to Gethsemane and buy like a tree for like $300 or something. So,
but they don't buy a dead tree.
We get a dead tree for $60.
Aren't all Christmas trees dead?
Yeah, but some are fresher than others. So this one looked really good. And when the guy pulled it out, it was like so tall. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, it was ambitious, but we squeezed it in.
Do you think it's a lemon? Like, he put, because he pushed that one on us. It was like right in the front. I'm like, oh, this is where they put the sucker one.
I didn't feel pushed into it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think it's fine. It just has to last until the 20th.
Yeah. So, well, until the 24th.
Oh, yeah, because we're hosting Christmas this year, yeah.
But now I'm worried about the cat pulling the tree over. Like, everything was fine. It was just like a pain to clean up, and there's like some broken ornaments. I'm more concerned about like we go to work and the cat knocks the tree over, and we come home and there's like water everywhere.
Yeah, that's that is a concern that I didn't really think about. Because they've been interested in the tree a little bit, kind of hovering around the bottom, maybe pawing at one of the, you know, the lower branches, but like most of the ornaments are up higher, so yeah, that they can't reach them. Maybe the thing is we put the ornaments down where they could reach them, and so they can play with them instead of having them high where they have to climb to get them.
But if then it like if they're down low, they're just going to be attracted to the tree anyway.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm just worried about coming home and it's down.
Can we build a fence?
It's just more the water damage,
right? Oh yeah,
I'm concerned about. There's no like ring or nest camera you can get that will, you know, all you'll do is just like have the camera and see like, oh my gosh, I pulled the tree down. Yeah, and I guess I could come home and clean it up.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. It'd be a funny video though.
We also had some packages stolen like a week ago, and we had 5 packages stolen off of our front porch. We've never had, we get deliveries a lot and we've never had that happen. And I knew that they were, I got the tracking and for like the delivery confirmation, but Amazon, when they deliver things, they take a photo. And so some things were from some stores, but some were from Amazon. And so they take a photo and you could see all 5 packages. And then when I got home like an hour later, they were all gone, which the companies were really nice about replacing everything immediately. But it's just infuriating though. It makes me really mad that someone stole it, and it makes you feel like uncomfortable to have things delivered. Yeah. And so now I have to worry about packages and trees falling over.
Merry Christmas. Our porch is mere steps from the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. So it's a relatively easy target where you don't have to walk up a long way to get it.
It's pretty exposed, though. Pretty bold to do it. It was in the daytime.
Yeah. I think anybody who sells lights on packages is pretty bold, I think. But they pretty much just can run up the steps, run down, and they're done in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
So then all of a sudden I started seeing ads or getting emails from Amazon about, have you tried one of our Amazon lockers?
Yeah, because they knew that we'd reported things stolen.
Yeah, which I've thought about too. I thought, because there's one like in the Whole Foods. We go to Whole Foods 6 times a week, it seems. So it's like, it wouldn't be too bad. Then, I've been, since Black Friday, I've been trying to, maybe we should get a camera out there. But again, what the camera is just going to show somebody stealing it. We still wouldn't have the items.
We have the like ugly hunting camera that you got from work that doesn't work out there as like a visual deterrent to not steal. But I mean, we could get like the Ring doorbell that has the camera, would be like a deterrent. Because all you're going to do is just, you get alerted that somebody's at your front door. It's not like you could like call the police, but by the time they got there, the package would be gone. And then like Madewell, who I had like ordered stuff from, and said like, you should file a police report. And I was like, what does that do? The police don't care.
They don't?
No.
But maybe if they catch somebody there's a report already on file.
Well, I had a friend whose child's bike was like, really nice bike, was stolen out of their garage this year. And the police didn't care. They were like nice to her about it and felt bad for her, but there was like, they're like, yeah, there's nothing we can
too
do.
Much stuff to do. Limited resources. The hunting camera, it works. It's just that, one, it's not attached to anything. I just kind of have it.
You have to like go back and watch it too.
Yeah,
and like with like a Ring thing, it's like a lot. It's just on your phone.
It's a disc, so the disc gets full, and then I have to replace the disc. You know, I have to like delete everything on the disc, and then put it. So it's good for like a day, and then you have to like take the camera off, take the disc out, put it in your computer, mm-hmm. delete everything. You know, it's time consuming, and it does look ominous because it's brown and it's just like right in your face.
Yeah,
but it's not attached to anything, kind of. So if a thief ostensibly could just take the camera
that's
as well,
true.
I'll take these packages and I'll take the visual evidence.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm not sure how much that is.
I don't know.
Deterrent.
I think you just have to have packages delivered to work.
Yeah,
not much on the front porch.
So Christmas tree tragedy, front porch tragedy. We'll get through it. It's only December 1st.
I'm really worried about this tree thing with, like, we come home and it's down. It's been up for 3 days, and it's the first time she's pulled it down.
She's finally figured it out. She's been planning.
It's just the new thing now. Can we weight it down with something?
Hang water, big gallons of water, like string some gallons of water to the top of it or something.
Because it's strong enough to hold, it's barely like strong enough to hold ornaments that weigh an ounce.
Well, it's a dead tree. They're not meant to hold ornaments.
All right, should we talk about this movie?
Yeah.
Back in the day, they used to make movies with some variety to them. You'd have a couple of people designing windows in a department store, and you got the crazy windows they designed, you know, and the one guy's living in the department store.
Yes.
Unique. Original. Or you get, like, a guy who, like, works at a radio station who gets fired or something. Like, again, unique. Original.
Mm-hmm.
This year, I'm calling Hallmark out on every movie is the same. Just really no effort is being put into any of these.
There's too many.
They're making too many. The quality is suffering. Everyone is about a widower. And yeah, then
there's a lot of death.
The woman who comes in to watch their kid because they can't get childcare for the holidays. This is like the fifth one we've watched with this exact same plot that's new this year.
You know, you're very particular about the ones that we could watch. Maybe we have to branch out. Maybe we go a prince.
Watch a princess. But those are all the same, too. They're all in Monrovia. They're all mistaken identity.
Well, Christmas in Graceland, yeah, it stars Adrienne Grenier from Entourage. And who's the girl? The girl?
Caitlin Doubleday. So she was in Nashville. She's been in some other movies.
Yeah, she looks familiar.
Caitlin Doubleday was also in Empire. She was like the middle son, his wife or girlfriend or whatever.
Yeah, I never really watched Empire.
And so this movie is called Christmas at Graceland, Home for the Holidays.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Because that's the other thing. Okay, so it's always about, like, the widower and his kids, and the woman comes and is just there for the Christmas but helps him out with childcare and then realizes, like, oh, I want to have a family and stay home for the holidays. It's really a lot of, like your life is only fulfilling if you have children propaganda this year in the Hallmark movies, too. Yeah, this is exactly the same plot as Picture Perfect Christmas.
And you feel that's different than years past?
I feel like there was more variety, and now they're just this, like, 37 of the same movie is what they're making. Like, there's just, it's really lazy. And maybe, like, before they made the same sort of basic plot, but they at least had a few, like, if you made, like, a diagram of Christmas movies, it would be, like, up and down and up, and it would be, like, a, like, up, down, lines of, like, this event happens. The movies this year are a straight line. Like, nothing happens in these movies, right? It's just, like, making cookies, having hot chocolate, singing a song, like, yeah, every single
exactly.
one.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what we like. I felt this one, though, I should look it up, because Priscilla Presley is in this one.
The ghost of Priscilla Presley. The robot ghost of Priscilla Presley.
She makes a couple of appearances in this. Mm-hmm.
They roll her out.
It has to be some sort of, she gives, because she probably, I'm sure she,
like, Graceland
runs the estate of Graceland, yeah, or whatever. Yeah. Tons of Elvis propaganda.
Yeah.
You know, Elvis loved the holidays. He gave a lot of, yeah, you know, he did a lot for charity during the holidays.
Yeah.
He loved kids. He loved family, you know, like, okay.
Yeah, I wonder. I mean, like, does it say at the end of the credits, like, promotional consideration by the, you know, state of Elvis Presley?
Although it worked, too, because at one point I was like, maybe we should go to Memphis for Christmas. So the propaganda was working.
And they are filming there. I mean, I don't know if everything was filmed there, but some things were filmed there because they were in Graceland for some of it, and they were, like, in Memphis for some of it, too, but... Yeah, anyway, so Caitlin Doubleday plays a woman named Harper, and she's from Memphis, and she's coming home. She's been living in Europe for 3 years, and she's coming home and staying with her sister and brother-in-law and their two kids. And, like, whenever we watch Check Please, the, like, restaurant review show in Chicago, someone loves to, like, they go to, like, a French restaurant or something, and somebody loves to say, like, oh, well, I lived in France for, or my wife and I went to France last year. We haven't found anything as good. And, like, yeah, people love to, or it's France is too obvious.
Yeah, they brag on their travels.
Like in, like this one, she says Budapest.
Yeah.
So like every scene she works into, like, this is just like we had in Budapest. Or I learned how to make Yule logs. I got really hooked on Yule logs in
Copenhagen.
Brussels.
Oh yeah, Brussels.
Like, what? Or in Belgium. I was like, what? Yeah. So she loves to work
in
her.
On her travel for sure.
Yeah. So she
Yeah, the Budapest. It's like when people say Barcelona.
So she comes home and we learn that, like, she She's been traveling. She's been living in Europe for 3 years, and she started working as a tour guide. And now when she lived in Memphis, she was a tour guide at Graceland. And now she's been like working in as a tour guide in Europe. And then she worked her way up to curator from tour guide.
Yeah.
This is 3 years and multiple places in Europe. So she would just like go and work a job for like a month or two and then like leave. I don't know. It sounds like she's a terrible employee. And they're all having dinner, and she pulls out like a gift for the two kids, and the snow globe. Like, they love snow globes in these movies. I mean, maybe when I was a kid I thought snow globe was kind of cool, but they freaked out over the snow globe.
It was a London snow. Yeah. I don't know if it was Big Ben or something.
Yeah.
It was like the greatest gift that they've ever received.
It was like
received.
A huge box and a tiny snow globe.
Yeah, it was a tiny snow globe too.
For two kids, one tiny snow globe. I don't know. And they were so excited about it. So then we meet Andrew Grenier, who has lots of kids and lots of business going on. He lives in this like big house.
Yeah. I watched this movie for 2 hours plus, and I still have no idea what job he has.
Okay. I have questions too. So he makes software that somehow, like, I have a couple friends who work at like medical records. I'll ask them if they know about what he makes. Some kind of software that like communicate, like shares medical records and gives you like test result information faster, right?
I kind of zoned out because there was a lot of, you know, data strategy, a lot of buzzwords.
Okay, now he doesn't
buzzwords.
All right, so these are the things that I know. He doesn't want to charge hospitals to use this software, which is the craziest thing I've ever heard. I understand maybe he doesn't want to charge patients, but why wouldn't you charge hospitals? Hospitals charge people like $3,000 to go to the emergency room. Charge the hospitals. Who cares?
Yeah,
like, so then he was like, the whole, like a big plot of the movie is that he's going to have a party at Graceland, and he kept calling it a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. And I was like, but this is his business, and obviously he makes a profit because he lives in this like huge mansion. So is this a fundraiser, or is this like a to fund the project?
I don't know.
Is this for charity?
I don't.
The lines between profit and nonprofit were very blurry.
Yeah, I didn't understand any of it.
Yeah, me neither. So whenever they just started, like, he had like a guy that he worked with on it. Mm-hmm. And
his partner Davis.
Yeah, so that's his deal, and he seems to be like overwhelmed with, so his nanny is out of town for the holidays, and he seems to be just like overwhelmed with things. He's making a lot of sandwiches.
He puts turkey on the peanut butter sandwich. Oh, no. You know, to know that he's harried.
So Harper goes and interviews for a job at the Brooks Museum, the like local museum, which I think that's a real thing, right? It looks real.
I'm sure it is.
It's a job where she's like a curator of European exhibits, but she'd be based out of London. And there were no indications in this interview that she was going to get this job. Like, the woman who's interviewing was like, you know, all the other candidates have their doctorates, mm-hmm. But I guess she had like whatever, something extra and special
experience
about her
in Europe.
She had 3 years of leaving jobs in Europe.
Yeah. I know. At some point, somebody said, nobody is more deserving of this job than you. I'm like, well, yeah, all the other PhD candidates probably are equal deserving as you.
But she's like, how will I know if I get it? She's like, well, if we want to interview you again, we'll let you know in like a week or something. So she immediately goes to her friend. She's like, I think I'm going to get the job. I'm like, what made you think this?
Yeah.
There's nothing about that interview.
Yeah, if that was like a job interview that we went on, we'd be crushed that like, oh, yeah, try to do another one.
So she goes to Graceland and to talk with her, like her friend that she used to work with there. And that's when like Priscilla Presley shows up for the first time.
The scariest exhibition at Graceland, Priscilla Presley.
So she is she has, you know, she's all like cat lady plastic surgery and fillers, and she's super white and pale. And I feel like they had to like dub her lines over.
Her face is so stretched out.
Yeah.
Where you can't really understand her speaking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she just like goes, rolls through with like one line, like animatronic Priscilla Presley, and then, you know, goes inside the house, like, because she lives there or something. Yeah. Like, what's she doing there? So now we kind of get some overlap between these two characters. Harper's there with her nieces to show them around, and then what's Adrian Grenier's character's name?
Owen
Reed. Yeah. I remember his business card.
Applied. Owen Reed, and the business was Applied. That's it?
Didn't give us any clues as to what he does. So her friend is harried because Owen is going to is a big client of hers and wants to get a private tour for his kids. And Harper's like, oh, I can show them all around. So they meet there and he's appreciative of it. And she takes him around. So Owen's there to talk to the other woman who works at Graceland about planning for the party. And they're at like the Graceland cafeteria or something. And they get like coffee in crazy Christmas mugs that don't match.
Yeah. Yep.
Once again, not with no coffee in them. Check that out. So they all have a good time touring around Graceland. I guess we don't really see anything, but they come out. He like offers her the nanny job, yeah. Basically, like gives her.
Asks her to be the nanny.
Yeah.
Like, oh, hey, you feel like taking care of my kids? I'm busy. Even she's home where she's visiting her sister to take a break for this job interview.
She's waiting to hear back about the job, I guess. So.
But that was she was coming here for this job. Mm-hmm. But then also she just wants to spend time with her sister and that family and her two nieces. And then all of a sudden now this guy asks her to be the nanny.
Well, she goes back to the sister's house and she's getting kicked to the sofa because like in-laws that we never see are coming to stay. And so they live in this huge house. And so what? There's only like three bedrooms in this house.
That's a 6-bedroom house. That's how big that house was.
And her sister works from home, so she's home during the day. So it's just kind of like she wouldn't really have anything to do. She's like, oh, okay, I'll go and I'll be their nanny. And they have a guest house that she can stay in that I'm sure is nice because mm-hmm. the house is nice. And she's going to go and do it. So she goes over to their house and it's decided that she's going to take the job. He's like got them on a real strict schedule of things to do. So there's like a list of holiday things to do, just like we have. Mm-hmm. But there's also like a very strict schedule where every half hour something is accounted for. And it's on, he has like a little iPad, but then it's on like a big screen that's in the house too. But it just looks like a regular like wall calendar.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
It's
like
a wall calendar like pasted on a digital screen.
Yeah.
Kind of. They really are pushing the fact that he's organized and structure and everything is planned out to the minute. He's always looking at his watch and
he's like, we have an hour to do this.
And we're already 2 minutes late for this.
You have 60 seconds. And we have to leave. 18 minutes, so we have to leave.
So, they're really hammering that down, that he is a guy that needs to be organized and structure and everything. He needs to be right on time. I noticed that, I want to say that on the calendar, the regular calendar that you saw, but it was on the iPad, there's, piano lessons, Christmas pageant, but then on the 25th, it said relax. So he had a note to relax on Christmas. So
he scheduled it then.
Yeah.
All right. And she's spontaneous.
Right.
Thing.
Like, yep.
She's a bit of a free spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So she also takes a job at Graceland helping out her friend with this like Elvis Christmas exhibit, which it's like 10 days before Christmas and they're just starting to plan this.
Yeah, that should be planned in January. Okay,
You're planning the 2020 Elvis Christmas exhibit.
Yeah.
That seems more likely. This is rinky-dink operation at Graceland. So she's going to help with that. So there's a lot of talk to you about how she's just like the busiest person. She doesn't take time for herself or to date or to have a family and settle down. Like, she's just busy all the time with all these things. He does more work in talking about the fundraiser, questionable fundraiser.
He works at a cool office, has exposed brick.
Yeah.
Looks like a place with a ping pong table probably somewhere.
Scooters to get around. Yeah, because Memphis is really known for its, like, tech scene. She's helping, like, the kids with their projects and homework or whatever, and then she talks them into baking a Yule log instead. Yeah. They always make a huge mess in these things. It's, like, this huge mess. And they make the Yule log, and then he comes home, and he's kind of annoyed that she hadn't stayed on schedule.
Right. I mean, as soon as they're supposed to do homework, and he's made it clear that homework and chores are to be done before any fun. And I saw as soon as she's going off book, I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
This is not going to end well because Owen's going to come in and is going to see all the kids with baking stuff on their face. Yeah. The Yule log from Brussels or whatever it was. Yeah, he's not going to be happy. And sure enough, he comes home and he's none too pleased.
The kids are kind of goobers, too. Like, the son, like, smiles, like, really big. Like his mom said, you need to smile. Like, his, like, stage mom is like, make sure to smile a lot. Like, he just smiles and, like, sticks his teeth out a lot. But they're kind of goobers, right?
Oh, yeah. And maybe it's because of Entourage, but I still have a hard time getting over, Adrian Grenier in regular hair.
It looked weird, like...
Is this, you know, it's like a regular businessman haircut.
Yeah.
As opposed to the cool Vinny Chase actor in L.A.
Yeah.
Kind of curly type. Didn't he have curly hair in Entourage?
It was, like, long, wavy.
Yeah,
it was wavy in this, but more, like, controlled.
Yeah.
More product in it. I just look at him and think that character. It's, like, hard for me to believe him as anything.
The Vinny Chase.
Yeah. I think, wasn't that Vinny Chase's problem, too? Didn't he have a role that he was, like, only known for that role? What made him famous initially?
Queens Boulevard.
Oh, Queens Boulevard, yeah.
I believe was the first, his indie hit.
Yeah. But it didn't, I think he had trouble, like, ever moving past that, right? Wasn't that one of the things?
I half pay attention to that series. I watched the entire series, but I half pay attention to it.
I feel like everybody in Entourage could be in a Hallmark movie.
Yeah, I'm surprised Turtle isn't. He seems like he would be.
He'd be a friend, though. I don't think he'd be a lead. But like, maybe he's typecast as a friend.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Always wearing a Yankees cap.
Anyway, let's not get off topic. So they go to, like, Harper goes with her sister and nieces to make wreaths at a school fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
So they do that.
And the wreaths were made.
And the sister's kind of, like, angling for Harper to date Owen.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go and get a tree. They get a big tree, and then they get a smaller tree for Harper for the guest bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Again, straight line. There's a lot of montages.
There are a lot of montages with Elvis songs.
Uh-huh. And they decorate the tree. They only have like one box of ornaments because their basement had flooded or something.
Yeah, their basement flooded.
And so they'd never just like taken the time to go get more ornaments. So she brings out a lot of craft supplies, and they make ornaments. There's like a montage of that, and then they decide to, there's some Danish tradition she talked about of singing a song.
Yeah, there's a Danish tradition of singing and holding hands. She learned it in Copenhagen is where she learned that.
So they go to, there's like a big baby grand piano in the foyer, and they go and sing.
This is all against the schedule, though.
He's working in his office.
Yeah, but
he's got a few emails to do.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And so they go to the piano and sing, and it's weird. It's like very produced and like auto-tuned.
Yeah. Every time they sing later.
It becomes a thing.
And it's like it's like reverb all of a sudden on their voices.
Yeah. So they sing a song and like he hears it from his office.
And did we know that she was, you know, she's this museum expert. Is that a thing? But when she was belting out whatever the song was, Christmas Tree or whatever it was, you know, she has a beautiful voice.
Yeah, she can sing too. I was trying to remember if she sang on Nashville. But it never comes up as like something that she had done in the past.
Right.
But it's something she's capable of.
Yeah.
But the whole, like, a big thing they talk about is that she's good at everything too. I don't know. I liked her. I've liked her before in things.
I liked her in this.
You did?
Yeah.
I never felt like she was really that good at anything.
I did. I thought she took on all these. Again, she's just visiting her nieces, and she's taking on all these different things while she's home.
Mm-hmm.
On top of, you know, waiting for, you know, supposedly the job of her lifetime.
Yeah,
I liked her, and I thought she was.
She's pretty,
okay.
And she dresses. I liked her clothes. She's pleasant. She's nice to look at.
Other than her being annoying and bringing up her trips to Europe all the time.
Yeah,
and getting the kids off schedule.
Just stay on the schedule. There's nothing wrong with it. Yeah. Maybe that's what it was that, like, was off-putting to me.
I understand, you know, like, maybe...
She forced it too much.
If I had a family that I needed to take care of and they were on a schedule and then I'm hiring somebody who's keeping them off schedule, I wouldn't like that.
Yeah. So they make it a big deal about how they went to go get the Christmas tree, like, the big tree and the little tree for her space. And the house has obviously been, like, professionally decorated for Christmas. And then in every room, there's a Christmas tree already.
Yeah. Like, after they'd made the decorations and he puts, like, the daughter to bed, there's a Christmas tree in her room.
I noticed, what? Like, in the foyer, there's a Christmas tree. There were, like, three other Christmas trees already in this house.
Yeah. When he was in his office working, he, like, closes his computer and he sees a picture of his dead wife and, you know, the family. That was, like, in the office. And then there was also that same picture of him with his wife and kids out in the
area
by the Christmas tree.
Soon after we saw the two together, like, they were, like, a scene apart.
Is that the only picture that you had to recreate with the Hallmark money or whatever?
Yeah. The whole set design seemed, like, that person didn't read the script. They're just like, this is a Hallmark movie, make it a Christmas house.
Yeah, yep. I mean, that's a thing with these Hallmark movies. Everything is decorated for Christmas.
Yeah.
They never go to a house that, like, oh, this person doesn't decorate.
Well, okay, so she seems to act like he's sort of a Grinch about Christmas because he's just, like, strict about
business,
things.
Yeah.
Yeah. But his whole house is super decorated. He cares about Christmas. Yeah. He's got the list of Christmas things to do. He's just busy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's not a Grinch. He's just busy.
Yep.
And someone has to work a lot of hours to pay for that huge house. So
They have to do hospital strategy.
So she gets a call that she's going in for her second interview for the curator Museum. Job.
Yeah.
And they talk about the Elvis exhibit that she's helping with.
More Elvis propaganda.
That Elvis exhibit is weak, too.
Here's Elvis serving in the military. Oh, when she gets the call for the second interview, that's when you kind of tell that now, oh, wait a minute.
She may not want to move to London.
I'm having second thoughts.
She might want to stay home for the holidays, home past the holidays.
Yeah.
They all go sledding, the families are kind of merging together, and they all go sledding, and he actually leaves work early to go and meet them for sledding, because she says to him, what your kids really want, this may be later, but he's realizing that what the kids really want is to spend time with him, so he's making an effort.
Yeah. So Harper comes to Memphis to visit her sister and brother-in-law and her two nieces. I felt the two nieces kind of got the shaft.
Yeah. Once, she shows these other kids.
Once Owen and his three kids come into the picture, the nieces kind of get the shaft.
I really couldn't tell the difference between any of the kids either. They all just kind of look the same.
Yeah, they kind of did. With all the girls kind of looked the same, about the same age.
They could have been changing them around and they didn't notice. So he comes to the sledding hill where they are. He leaves work early and his friend is like, what? And he comes to the sledding hill and he mentions that they were maybe going to watch a movie, a Christmas movie or something, and it's he says, oh, I can't do that. I have to go to a fancy work party. And she gets Harper gets shoehorned into this. The sister just invites Harper to the work party.
Oh, Harper, do you want to go with him?
So Harper does go with him. And the sister watches all of the kids. It's at the Peabody Hotel. And I've been to the Peabody Hotel. And it looked like it was filmed at the Peabody Hotel. So
was this the fundraising thing where
he goes to his friend's party.
But is he trying to raise money for his...
He wants to talk to the guy whose party it is about, supporting whatever his...
Yeah, integration.
Yeah, whatever.
Computer.
And when they go to the party, they realize that the party is going to be, exactly the same as his party. Mm-hmm. All the same thing. So they have to figure out a way to make his party different.
This one has classical music. Ours is going to have classical music. Don't they all kind of have classical music?
But, it was just sort of basic. Yeah. So. They get back from the party, and the kids have left him a package of cookies that they've baked, but the stuff to decorate them. So they decorate cookies together. I was like, "What time is this?"
Yeah.
They decide to switch the party to somehow coincide with the opening of the Elvis exhibit.
Yeah.
For the things to take place at the same time. The Graceland was excited that there was a charity
aspect to it, or component to it. Yeah.
And again, I'm like, is this for profit or a charity? I don't understand.
Yeah, the lines are blurred for sure.
So they decide, they're switching some things out, and they decide instead of the classical music, they'd actually have a band perform or a performer or something. And the woman who works at Graceland and Harper are watching a YouTube video of a band. And we were both like, oh, look at that. It was kind of good. We were sort of excited. And they both make this, it sort of looked like an indie rock band you would have had on your show or something.
Right. Yeah.
And then, or that we would see play at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at Pitchfork or something, or play at Empty Bottle.
Right. It was a indie rock trio with a girl singer.
Yeah. Or Charlie Bliss.
Yeah.
Or something
exactly. Yeah.
And they both make this face, this disgusted face. We would never have that. Okay. Yeah. So there's some montaging going on of all the hard work they're doing.
Yeah, more Elvis propaganda.
On the party, the exhibit, the families are hanging out together. And then they're walking out of Graceland, oh, all this hard work is going to pay off tomorrow. And she's like, wait, I have one more thing. And they go to Graceland and they decorate a tree they roll Priscilla Presley back out.
And I may be wrong on this. Didn't Elvis meet Priscilla when she was 12 or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I know they didn't get married until...
she was like 14.
Till later, yeah. But I feel like he first started...
It's creepy.
He first was introduced to her when she was 13 or 14.
And that's why she's like still alive and not really that old, too.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Yeah.
But we saw the exhibit and all the great things that he did. And she pulls out ornaments that were like her and Elvis's favorite ornaments. I was like, really? Is this like really? I don't know. I was most interested in that or anything. So now it's like the party and they're all getting dressed up to go to the party. And they go to the party together as a date.
Mm-hmm. Official date. Yeah. He asked her out.
And she, the woman from the Brooks Museum shows up at the party to see the Elvis exhibit, and it just sells her on Harper.
Yeah.
And she offers her the job. Yeah. Right? She's like, I have to go to another event, but I'm going to offer you the job based on this rotating thing that you put in the middle.
Yeah. I think it's weird to have for this big job that you just offer to somebody at a party. A party in which all the other guests move their mouths, but none of them talk. You know, they're really going overboard with their mouths. But well, you can't do anything they say.
They also did this thing of where they were trying to be creative, where they follow. It's like a lot of people in the party, and you start following one person, and they watch your group, and then someone leaves that group and walks. And you follow that person. Like, oh, ooh. So she gets the job. All right, fine.
When she's offered the job, does she asks her about, doesn't she ask her then? She's like, oh, I just want to say you have the job. And then she asks her, like, you know, I know this job is in London, but is there any chance I could do this job from Memphis? Is this the right part where she was?
No, she asks her that in the interview, the second interview. In this one, you can tell she's unsure. And so the woman says, I'm going to give you a day to think about it. Then we know from the end of the movie, she's talked to the woman again, but we don't see that.
Yeah, okay. That's right.
Important details.
And she has to, if she takes the job, she has to leave by the 28th. Of December.
Well, when the woman offers her the job, she's surprised that she's not more excited, and she's like, if you would have offered this to me 2 weeks ago, I'd have been really excited, but you know, things have changed since then. I'm like, okay. I'll give it to one of the better suited
one
candidates.
Of the PhDs.
So he gets up to give his speech. And, like, one thing that's happened is that the performer, we don't know who the performer is, but the performer, who could it be, is stuck on the roads between Nashville and Memphis. And the roads are icy. And we were trying to remember last year, what we think the roads were icy in the Christmas at Graceland last year, and Kelly Pickler had to sing because it was like the same. Somebody
same
had to sing
thing. Yep.
Because the roads were icy. There was something with that.
Yeah.
They even made references early. They set it up earlier in the movie, and he said, like, you won't have to commute. You can live here. You won't have to commute on the icy roads. So he does a speech first, since the singer's not there yet, and he's been writing this speech and practicing it for a while, and so he starts up and he starts giving it, and then he's just like stops and he's like starts speaking from the heart.
He was told by Harper to speak from the heart,
and she's all like proud of herself. And
that was before the Elvis propaganda, because his first thing he said was like, let's give it up for Elvis. What?
Well, he finds a way to really, it's a stretch, but he works in how important family is to medical records.
Yeah, I didn't really
follow that. And how important being home for the holidays is with medical records.
Yeah. It didn't touch me like it,
his argument was that the way he got, and the person who gave him all the money was like, you're right. If you get your test results back faster, you can have more time to spend with your family.
I was waiting for some emotion from this speech. I'm like, all right, maybe I'll feel something, and I didn't feel anything after his speech.
Well, he got all of his money that he wanted.
He did get all that money, all that funding.
So the singer is still not there. So okay, so they, the kids, in a very like Von Trapp family way, the kids and Harper are going to perform together. So they all get up and auto-tune a song together.
Can't remember what song they sang, but she, you know, of course, sings beautifully, and then the dopey kids are horrible, but then everybody's kind of laughing because they're like, oh, they're just cute kids who can't sing.
Yeah, but it had that like fake kids sound where everything is at a certain pitch, you know, like that.
Yeah.
But then the kids said a crazy thing. Like, so they only have to sing one song because the country star comes and sing. Do you remember what his name was?
Chase Bryant.
He's a very bachelor level country star. So you know how on The Bachelor, how they like once or twice a season, they go, they're on dinner somewhere in Europe or somewhere. Yeah. And they have dinner where they don't eat and they have a heartfelt conversation. And then the bachelor bachelorette says, let's walk down here. I have a surprise for you. And they open the doors to a theater and there's a private concert, either private or a ton of people. Oh. And there's somebody performing and people you've never heard of performing, and everyone seems to be like super excited about it. That's exactly what happened here.
Is this someone that we should know?
It might be someone you know if you listen to country radio all the time. He's not of them. He's definitely a who.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, so he finally gets there.
Yeah.
And as soon as he comes on the stage, he's like, "I'm going to take a break now." Yeah. Like immediately.
Harper and the kids finish their song, and then all of a sudden as they finish up, here comes Chase Bryant with his guitar. He's like, "Oh, that was wonderful. I'm here now, but I'm going to take a break." Like, "Wait a minute." At least play one song. Yeah. He just got here.
So she's then standing. So this party wasn't in Graceland. It was like in a building adjacent to Graceland, like the visitor center or something. Mm-hmm. You know, actually I've been to Graceland and there is kind of like an outbuilding that sort of, I remember it kind of having like metal walls sort of being like, looks like a warehouse sort of, mm-hmm. or like a barn building,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
So it's in like one of those things. So she's outside standing in front of Graceland, the mm-hmm. house, which is not that big, like standing in front of it. And I've been to Graceland before and I'm just like Harper bragging about going to Graceland. I got really hooked on Yule Logs at Graceland. And so she's like thinking about things and he comes up to her and she tells him that she got the job, but she doesn't want to take it because she wants to stay with him. And she told the woman from the museum that she wants the job, but she doesn't want to move to London. And so that woman's maybe figuring something out. And he says, "We want you to stay, whatever, you know, you need to do for this job. We can make it work." And then they kiss and mm-hmm. then the kids run up. The kids are like watching them kiss and then they run up and they all hug. And that was the end of the movie.
Yeah,
like,
they come out of nowhere for the hug. Yeah, we don't know.
We're left hanging. We'll never know.
Yeah. I like this one though.
Yeah, it's good. It's better than most. The two of them are like kind of bigger stars and better actors yeah. than most too. And
so what's the next one we're gonna watch?
Nobody offered up any opinions about what we should watch, so
well, we'll figure something out. And next week we're gonna be at Renegade yeah. Craft Fair. You're gonna be at the Bridgeport Arts Center selling mm-hmm. Christmas cards. If you haven't bought your Christmas cards yet, come on down and visit us. Mm-hmm. Do you know where we're gonna be on the first floor.
Yeah.
So come and visit
by the windows,
and we'll have a podcast up
sometime soon.
Yeah, maybe we'll record another one this week and yeah. get it out next week. But thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Big Swan strings that are silver and gold. Bo wants bows, new and old. Susie wants twisties, twisted or not. That's what the kitty cats want for Christmas. Christmas time is coming soon. Time to decorate the room. The cats will help with a ball of twine. Every year around Christmas time, gifts for all and gifts for me, piled up high around.